The man who will hear the word of God from the title of this message, the inheritance of Jesus Christ on the cross. The verses is found in Luke chapter 23, verse 32 to 34. Here's the word of God. Luke chapter 23, verse 32 to
34.
Two other men, both criminals, were also led out with him to be executed. When they came to the place called the Skull, they crucified him there, along with the criminal, one on his right, the other on his left. Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. And they divided up his clothes by casting lots. And we have a key verse for today's message. It's found in Isaiah chapter 53, verse 12b. I will read first, then we'll read together. For he bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. Let's all read together. For he bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. With the title, The Inheritance from Jesus' Prayers on the Cross. Pastor to come and share the message. Greetings to the congregation. And today we will study together with the title Inheritance from Jesus' Prayer on the Cross. The passage we just read talked about the nail, Christ being nailed on the cross. And all these events have left many valuable lesson for us in 1975. In Vietnam, there's a grantee named Thu in the law. He talked to the government. He will come to the government bank and rob it. And nobody knows when it would happen. And so they put guards around these banks. That he went into the bank and robbed it. And people were surprised. They thought that he has a skill of invisibility. He would be invisible to pass through all the guards around the bank. And he was able to rob the bank. And so he was captured. And the government said, want to make capital punishment and try to execute him by fire. And before, he was killed. And then they let his mom to his prison. So to let him tell the last word to his mom. And he called him. It bites her face, in her face. The blood was falling out, and so they were separated out by the officer. I hate you. I hate you because when I was young, you did not teach me to be a good person. And so he killed in that execution. And his name was Love, meaning, but he would die in his bitterness with raging love. Jesus, before he died, he said the seven prayers by the person. The last prayers of Jesus by the cross. And the first thing that on the cross was that we have just read. It's the same. Father, forgive them, but they do not know what they are doing. That's the first word that Jesus said. The second is that so if criminal, truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise. The third saying that talk to John, his mom,
When Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple whom loves him nearby, he said to her, "Here is your son." And to this disciple, "Here is your mother." From that time on, this disciple took her into his home. The fourth is the cry of us, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" And the fifth thing is the need of body, Christ, I thirst. The sixth thing, Jesus said, "It is finished." In the seventh, Jesus called out with a loud voice, "Father, into your hand I commit my spirit." There are seven things, very important things that leave us very many special lessons. When we think about the first thing of Jesus, "Father, please forgive me," it has a meaning. The prayer of Jesus on the cross, the famous philosopher Voltaire is an atheist, does not believe in God, and he said, "With my writing ability, I will only 100 years bring down Christianity. Nobody would know about Christ." But when Voltaire died, and even his house became a Bible institute, and they call it the Bible Institute. And when he died, he said a bitter thing, "I have been stupid, and God forsake me." And this servant said, "I have never seen anyone with ugly as the face of Voltaire." From the servant in the house, Napoleon, the prince, said something before, "Oh, the distance between my sin and my God is so deep, maybe there is no boundaries."
And
lady of English women, "I envy the Christians because they experience the holiness of God. But me, nobody forgive me." Forgiveness is a necessary thing. And the first thing on the cross is that, "Father, please forgive them, for they do not know what they do." Let's think about the inheritance that we have. Let's pray for guidance. We are saying, "Well, because Jesus has come, died, so that we need salvation, that there is no money, there's no word of ourselves, there's no ability of us to liberate us from this sinful condition. This is the only way to be saved." We prepare to commemorate your suffering and resurrection. And this morning, we will think about the inheritance that you have left us for the seventh thing on the cross. May you open my heart and my mind to understand your word this morning. We lift up this hour before you. May you have mercy and bless each one of us as we study your word. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. There are three points about the inheritance. First is so that men can be restored. In verse 33, there were two criminals who were also let out with him. When they came to the place called the Skull, they crucified him there along with the criminals, the one on the right and the one on the left. The cross is the punishment of the Western conquerors. When the Romans dominated the world, they brought it in and they applied for those who are under the domination of the Romans. The cross became very and used Augustus, and 20,000 of slaves have been killed by this way. And these slaves would capture when they escape. And these slaves were captured and Caesar Augustus has nailed 20,000 slaves to the cross. And this terrible punishment is applied to slaves. And Augustus people nailed 6,000 rebellious people and they were nailed across the street leading to Rome. And in Bethlehem, where Jesus was, there were 2,000 who were nailed to the cross because of rebellion against the Roman Empire. Why did Jesus must be nailed on the cross?
We know
there are 3 times Pilate declared in verse 3, he says, I find no basis for a charge against this man. And the second time in verse 13, and you can see he has done nothing to deserve death. And the third time in verse 22, what crime has this man committed? I have found him no grounds for the death penalty. The governor of Pilate declared to the people, this man does not commit anything. Why do we live on? How is it that Christ is punished? That Christ died. Not because of his sinfulness, but it is because of our sin. It's a punishment because of human sin. God has called Adam for his glory, but Adam lost the glory that he received from the Lord. And so, he caused the whole world to fall into deep sin, to descend into our sin. And now God has supply and method to restore human that God oppressed his love to us while even we were still sinners. Christ has died for us while we were yet sinners. Romans chapter 5 verse 8. The cross is the only way to restore our position before God. Verse 23. When they came to the place called the Skull, the hill will look like a skull. And in Hebrew, Golgotha is in Hebrew. They crucified him there, along with a criminal, one on his right and on his left. The congregation. This is a happenstance. Why did the God, why Jesus not on the right on that? Right, he is in between two criminals, not because Christ is greater so that he has the honor to be in the middle. No, the Christ that on the cross has divided our world into two. He was between the two criminals. One is mocking him, the other repenting. And the death of the cross divided the world into two. Some will accept the Christ. Some will not accept the Christ. Some will believe the Christ. Some will not believe the Christ. Some will be in peace with God. And others, they will have no peace with God. The congregation Christ has on the cross has made us to become his children. We become or his
enemy.
One of the two criminals that is verse 41
saying,
you and I have been punished justly and unworthy, but this man has no sin in him. We were sin. He has done nothing for us. We are punished just then. We are getting even our deep desert. But this man has done nothing. And he said, this man has done nothing for me because he heard Jesus my prayer. Dear Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Something that from the heart of the criminal to recognize that this Christ. It's very special person. And this criminal recognized this person died without committing any sin. And in that punishment. One of the criminals was bitter to mock the other. If you are the Son of God, save yourself and save us too. But the other one recognized the truth that is the truth. Restore him. Change his destiny from hell to heaven. Jesus is sinless. And the key verse in Isaiah 53, verse 12. For he bore the sin of this and made intercession for the transgressor. This is the death of Christ, the value to carry the sin of many, so he can also pray for the transgressor. He carried our sin and pray for us. This are permanent. It's not been lucky enough to witness the miracles of the earth, but only a moment after Jesus heard Jesus' prayer, Father, please forgive them, but they don't obey you. Only a prayer that made this destiny of the criminal change from hell to heaven. This is an English teacher. When they call parents of birth, if the mother comes, the English teacher says, your child today has something very strange action today. And the mother was anxious to know what's going on. Asked the teacher, what did he do? And the teacher, English teacher, normally went on teach and put forward, tell them a story, and then I let them conclude the story on their own. And this is how I teach my class. And today I recounted about the ant and the grasshopper of Rasmussen. It is very familiar to us. It talked about the ant and the laborers and find all the food together, but the grasshopper just stinks, and with a weaker hand, when there is no food around, and in the end there are plenty of fruit, while the grasshopper went away with singing, continued with his guitar. And the grasshopper came to the end and said, oh, ant, can you give me some food? And so now, the students will have to conclude the ending of the story, and the English teacher told the mother of Mark, you know what? In all my teaching, I give this story. So many students come to the conclusion that the end invited the grasshopper to share his food to the brethren. So both of them lived in the same under the same roof. Others said, with the conclusion that the answer, you are so lazy, grasshopper. So, and all the silver they see, that is worth for you. All I work during the summer, now I have something to eat. But you don't like work more? And a conclusion that's very strange. And I said, oh, can I draw something as a conclusion? Yes, if you can draw, that's fine. But you have to write the conclusion to the story. And then he made me mark to conclude the story like this. When grasshopper asked for food, and the ant, he gave all his food to the grasshopper. And so, grasshopper is full, and can die. So, what did Mark draw? And the teacher, he draw three cards. And this is a very moving story, because of the image of Christ. Very upstream of the whole world, Father, we still give them what they don't know. And this prayer became the foundation of salvation for the Lord. Also for us and for you, but for the whole world. But that happened that Michael, he carried our sin and prayed for the transgressor. Nobody in the cross like this has blessed those who live it. Only Jesus. During this time, he died without sin, but he took the sin of the world. The prayer for those who are nailing him to the cross, please forget them. Jesus has left us an inheritance so that we can be restored to God. The second point, that Jesus prayed so that we are accepted before God. Jesus prayed, Father, forgive them for they do not know what they are doing. If we ask, if all the religious leaders, the Pharisees, the Levites, that they have been sent soldiers to the captured, those who executed or condemned, do they know what they are doing? Do they know what they were doing? About Pilate is the governor who judged the people 3 times. He affirmed that Jesus had no sin, had committed. But he conformed to the crown of Nebuchadnezzar as the soldier who had been imprisoned. Mocking Jesus to put a crown on him, a holy crown, to put a daily cross into the crown. Do they know what they do? And all of them know what they do. But Jesus prayed, forgive them, for they do not know what they were doing. In the Greek, forgiveness has two meanings. The first is to erase, so no longer there. And the second means that to delay. To delay, that means not to execute the punishment yet. In the congregation, Jesus, every time we do, Jesus that when he heals, your sins have been forgiven as well. Who forgives? Jesus Christ can forgive. Jesus, really not. I forgive those who are sinning so that their sins and their sickness can be healed. But you, Jesus, did not forgive. You did not declare of forgiveness. Jesus said, pray to the Father, dear Father, please forgive them. Because you can't pursue. During this period, Jesus is not the role of God. Jesus is playing the role of you and me on the cross. Jesus is an offering to God. He's a lamb of God to die so that you and I could take him around. This is the sacrifice, pleasing to God, the only sacrifice to please God, so that the forgiveness of sins and so here, Jesus has erased, Father, erased all their sins. I have sacrificed myself as a lamb before you. Sins must be punished. Sins must have the consequence. Jesus said, pray, Father, please, for delay the punishment of the body, because even Christ is paying this price for us by his death on the cross. In verse 44, we see, it was now about noon, and dark noon. Why in the middle of noon there was darkness? From noon until 3 o'clock in the afternoon, for the 6 to 9 hours of the evening, for 3 hours, there was darkness in the region. Why? It's the rain. That was rain. But why was darkness in the region? Because of God has forsaken his son. Because Christ has moved us from God, but forsake his son in that moment. In Gethsemane, Jesus prayed. In Gethsemane, what did he pray? Father, if it is possible, let this cup away from me. But Jesus did not live long. Why did Jesus? God did not live up. This little cup is different. All of us, humanity, perish. And God did not live up this bitter cup from Jesus so that we can live. We have the opportunity to accept it. God has forsaken Jesus so that you would believe in good time to be accepted before that. And so the prayer of Jesus can become a foundation. It becomes an inheritance for the whole human race to be restored and accepted before God. The criminal on the cross, the one who recognized the truth about his son, only a prayer of Jesus. In verse 32, he said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. God could not accept any other method of us, whether they can make themselves look good or do a good work, to suffer so that the acceptance of sacrifice to please God. No, God would not forgive because we go to church or hunting or offering or participate in our religious activities. The only way that God can accept us is through the criminal has passed. From that on, this criminal has been mercy of Jesus, and his prayer has become the foundation of all of this world. Romans chapter 10, verse 13. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Jesus, when you come into your kingdom, remember me. That's the calling out to God of this criminal. This is the prayer that we need to call out to God. And this is the only way for us to experience forgiveness. But Dr. McChrystal, there are two points that can destroy sin and anger. And it's important for our health, not just because you have swallowed something, but what has swallowed you? Because there are many things that will swallow us whole. Maybe rich, the position in society, maybe our career, maybe entertainment, some our satisfaction of our own desire can swallow whole us. And the who or what has swallowed us whole in the entire life of this criminal. You're only to do criminal things, and that thing has been swallowed by his action. The wicked, and finally he received this punishment of the cross. But because of the prayer of Jesus on the cross, dear Father, forgive them for they know not what they do. And everything this criminal knows. And because of this prayer, that really have life has changed to the punishment is a place, is a cursed place. And the other thief, basically, this guy watches it. He's looking at his phone and first those who know him, and he was there. But the cross is the place where Jesus prayed for us. Forgive them. And to the floor, the cross is a place to denounce the punishment of the sin. But the cross is people can find forgiveness at the cross. With the Roman, the cross is a shameful punishment to all the nations. But nobody knew the Roman citizens of the
time.
So which is the cross is the only way that we can receive. And the cross is an imperative for you and I to be accepted before. There's a story of a person who dreamed. He loved the Lord and the history. And Jesus was carrying the cross. And Jesus was stumbling, but then the soldiers whipping him that made Jesus to stumble. And he feel anger when he pointed to separate the woman. No, you don't need my Jesus. And with the soldiers to turn around, well, that's himself. And the soldier moment. And it's our sin has nailed us near Jesus to the cross. We were so surprised. We were so. We do not put blame on Pilate. We do not blame on the Roman soldier who nailed Jesus Christ to recognize that our sin is the reason that Jesus was dying on the cross. That's why Jesus prayed, Father, forgive them, for they do not forgive. If this prayer did not get under my judgment, we, our sins will never be erased. And then there will not be any delay of punishment on the sin condition. We are thankful that we have forgiven and be delayed that punishment because a sacrificial lamb has been offered to the Lord God. So that from there, our sin has been erased and our punishment. And the key was that he has bore our sin for many and make intercession for the transgressor. The third point that we can learn from this message. The inheritance is to Christ so we can receive his grace. Jesus said so that our inheritance was for human race and everyone who can be restored the value before God. Everyone can also be accepted before God. And everyone could experience the grace of God. This is the first praying of the seventh sin praying of from Adam, when Adam made a sin and went away from him, went away, and God saw that the need, the most important need of the human race is what? To be forgiven. And so, the first Jesus on the cross, Father, forgiveness. The forgiveness is the condition so we can receive the grace of God. Adam and Eve had committed sin. They were ashamed and recognized they were naked. They took the leaves to make some covering for their body. But when they heard God, Jehovah, Adam with Adam, he ran out. Well, with the leaves to cover, why did he cover? Because that leaf can only cover their shame with each other. But could not cover the sin before God. They could only be forced before God when his heart kill an animal to use the skin to make the garment for Adam and Eve. Not because of the skin of animal is better than the leaf, but that is the reason for God to forgive them. When God supplied, that must be the reason so that we can stand before God. And Jesus is the only way God supplied to us so that we can stand before God. And we are receiving his grace. What is grace? Grace is some blessing that the receiver would not be worth to receive it. But God can still give us grace. This person, with all his wickedness, him praying one. It's a very short prayer. Dear Jesus, when you come into your kingdom, remember me. This love Now, so many wickedness, and when he received the punishment of the cross, he also recognized that this punishment is worthy for him too. When we receive, it's worthy of what we have done. But give permission. And we ask Jesus, remember, when you come into the kingdom, that prayer accompanied with faith. The prayer not just saying to have an opportunity, but this prayer is a call from the depth of his heart of that criminal to recognize the truth. The sinner can die for the sinful, and he has faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus answered him in a wonderful saying. It was verse 43. Jesus said, "Today you will be with me in paradise. Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." And this verse has many truths. Truly, that is for sure the fact that faith is something that will surely, I tell you, you will be with me in paradise. Not just himself. The place of salvation, that we will be with the Lord in the place of blessing. And everything we have today will be ending up in the place of the end. All of us will be in the place of eternity. And there's a truth when our faith is put in Christ. This is the grace that has been reserved for this criminal. Also the grace for you and me. And this week, we will commemorate the suffering on Friday night. We will commemorate Christ's death on the cross at 7 p.m. We invite all of you to come to commemorate God's suffering for us. And Sunday, we will rejoice to celebrate Resurrection Day. End of class Sunday is Resurrection Day. And the key verse to say that the wonderful grace, he has borne a sin already, and he made intercession for the transgressors. And this is our only hope. Hope for the criminal on the cross. The hope for the human grace. The hope for each one of us. Our hope put on Christ. Not because only Christ died. Christ died and became a sacrificial lamb facing to God. Yes, to carry our sin. That's true. But also only dying. Any of us can be saved too. The foundation of salvation is that Christ has risen from the dead. All of them have been prophesied by the Bible. He would come into the burial. He would rise from the dead. And when we read the Apostles' Creed, he descended to him on the third day. He rose again. And he ascended on sitting in the right hand. And this is our faith, that the faith the apostle had, that now we inherit. The hope of the human world is on the resurrection. His death is a sacrificial so that we can be at peace with God. But this resurrection, Christ's resurrection, is the hope. So we will come into eternity just like Jesus said today. You will be with me in paradise. That's what Jesus said to the criminal. Jesus has changed the destiny of this criminal. He will also change our destiny for those who put faith in him. There's a story, a true story in 1966 with the title Story Mark Constantine. If you love somebody like this, could you love this much? Mark Taylor is a worker in the warehouse of the government. Work for the government in the warehouse in Waltham, Massachusetts. Part a very great edit for 23 years. But there's no son or daughter. And he usually travels afar for his work. They hope that they have a little money to buy a small apartment so they can live together. That would be very nice. But Goodman, in 1950, he was moved to work in Japan, Okinawa. And he lived there for many years. And at the beginning, there are plenty of letters coming back and forth to edit. But afterwards, the letters become far apart. And it trying to work. She wanted to make a surprise for Park. And so she worked hard to save money. And she bought a small house according to the dream of these couple. But when Park went to Okinawa to work there, and suddenly Park has loved a Japanese girl, Aiko, only 19 years old. Wow, this wife is 48 years old. And with Aiko, they have two children. One is married, 1951. Another girl named Helen, 1953. And it continues to love part of the husband, hoping that one day we'll see part of it. And so, and it love also Aiko, because Edith is a Christian. And then Edith wrote the part, continue to keep contact. Someday you will return to the United States in 1955. Edith received that part. Was having cancer in Japan. In the last letter, part said, I'm worried about Aiko. He wanted his two daughters to be brought to the U.S. But he did not have money because all his money because spent all on his illness in 1956. Parks has passed away. And it, according to Parks, to receive the two daughters of Aiko and brought them to Massachusetts to raise them. And she was 54 years old. Aiko also wrote to Edith to see how their daughter did they remember birthday card in 1957 and sponsored Aiko into the U.S. Why? Aiko welcomed Edith asked herself, would I be able to excel? Aiko is the last person to leave the planet. And Edith brought her home. Why should I come to her? God has took away my husband. The Lord gave me three other persons to love. You will love Aiko, just like part of the, your husband. That by God's love. And the two, Mary and Helen, are praised in their school. They want to become a nurse. They live there. During this time, know about this most fortunate woman of the whole world. I think the grace of God has changed life of it. And the author of this and the title, could you this verse. I think that only we understand the grace of God can we love the way it is God. And we can experience the grace. We can have a gracious love. The scripture on the cross, we see the grace of God. But unfortunately, his punishment did not change. He has to suffer death. And after that, when night was struck it, and so the soldier not break the leg of the criminal, so they could not stand up. And so the heavy of the body will make the body to suffocate and die quickly. That's why the Romans must break the legs of the criminals of the cross. And when we're about to knock off to make up Jesus, but the Roman centurion did not, but only used the spear to pierce to the side, up into the heart. And Luke is the doctor. He described blood and water flow out. Blood? Yes. Why is there water? Because Luke is a position of physician. Jesus has been broken before the piercing of the spear. God's love for us, so that grace can be brought, so that we can receive this grace. What do we do to express our thankfulness in grace? It's our thing. But read the few verses to remind us about the love, great love, that God has loved. That you and I are one of those who are forgiven, sit together. Pray for the sin of many and make intercession for the transgressors. For he bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. That's our prayer. We are thankful because our Lord Jesus Christ, he has carried our sin, to carry the sin of the whole world. He has been praying for the criminals. And on the cross, you have prayed with Father. Father, please forgive them, for they will not know what they are doing. Because we could not understand the value that Christ has been prayed. And they're terrible. We could not understand how sin could bring us far away from God. Oh, we are thankful because the Son's death on the cross, with the prayer of the cross, become an inheritance so we can be close to you, that we are accepted, that we can be restored our position before the Lord. That you bless each one of us here in this season of Lent to commemorate the passion of your Son on the cross, that we can have new experience with you when we understand the one who brought a price so that we can have grace. We pray for all of us here. Encourage us. Lift us up. We are thankful, Lord. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated.